fans. In this unauthorised biography, we will learn Roger Federer's incredible life story and impact on the game of tennis. Hope you enjoy, and if you do, please do not forget to leave a review. Also, check out my website at claytonjeffries.com to join my exclusive list where I let you know about my latest books. To thank you for your purchase, you can go to my site to download a free copy of 33 Life Lessons, Success Principles, Career Advice and Habits of Successful People. In the book, you'll learn from some of the greatest thought leaders of different industries on what it takes to become successful and how to live a great life. Cheers. Introduction. There are four things for which Switzerland is globally renowned. Chocolate, precision timepieces, neutrality, and Roger Federer. The last allows the Swiss people to blissfully ignore the third when it comes to discussing where the superstar tennis player ranks in the sports pantheon. Federer has enjoyed a playing career that is at the sunset of a second decade, and his recent recovery from knee surgery and renaissance to win the Australian Open in January 2017 shows that the Swiss maestro still has something left in his bag of tricks, even at the age of 35. His 18 Grand Slam single titles are the most of any player in the Open era. That number is more impressive considering that his career intersected the sport's history at a time where Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic tied for second and fourth place in that category with 14 and 12, respectively. These three players have a stranglehold on major titles for nearly a generation, winning the Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon and the US Open a combined 44 times, dating to Federer's first Wimbledon crown in summer of 2003. But it is the elegant Federer who currently stands above the gritty Nadal and the jack-of-all-surfaces Djokovic, due in large part to his metronome-like consistency at an elite level for more than a decade. On the path to becoming arguably the greatest of all time in his sport, Federer's rise was one seen in the distance, starting with his play in juniors. He had to mature from petulant teenager to talented and promising young player on the ATP Tour. Federer then had to absorb match and life lessons from his peers to become a better player. And since the summer following his first victory at the All England Club, Federer's place in tennis lore has come by way of reaction and evolution. He has honed his already finely tuned all-round game and enhanced it with strategy that often kept him one step ahead of the chasing pack. Through now in the autumn of his playing days, it is helping him try to emerge from it. This is the story of Roger Federer, the man who likely will be tennis's all-time greatest player when he retires. Chapter 1. Early Life and Childhood. Roger Federer was born August 8, 1981, in Basel. He was the younger child in the family, 22 months junior to his sister, Diana. Roger's parents, Robert and the former Lynette Durand, met in South Africa as co-workers for SIBA, a chemical company. Roger Federer was born in Berneck, Switzerland, a village that is so close to the Austrian border and Rhine River that many of the citizens speak German. At the age of 20, Robert Federer felt the desire to see the world, and it took him to South Africa, which was a commercial hub for foreign companies. SIBA was located in Kempton Park, which is on the outskirts of Johannesburg, and is considered a suburb of the country's largest city. Like Robert Federer, Durand had a sense of adventure and a want to travel. She was multilingual and had hopes of visiting Europe and England to retrace her father's steps as a soldier in World War II. The two saw each other for the first time in the company cafeteria in 1970 and eventually became a couple. By this point, Robert Federer had just begun to take up tennis as a hobby and sold Durand on the sport's merits. The two played regularly at the Swiss club in Johannesburg, and their relationship grew. But by 1973, the couple had moved back to Switzerland, in part due to Robert's wanderlust. There was an uneasy transition to the Nordic country for Durand, given the tiny